Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? It's going to happen. It's going to happen more times than you would like. It wouldn't be surprising if it happened several times a day. People are going to make mistakes, whether they make a mistake when they're quoting a project, whether they make a mistake when they're giving a presentation, whether they make a mistake in customer service. I mean, there's so many different mistakes. They could ship the wrong thing to the wrong customer. It's going to happen. People are going to make mistakes. They are going to fail. But the question is, do you support your employees when they fail? What we want to do is we want to build a company of solid employees who have confidence in what they do, who understand what they do, who aren't afraid when they make a mistake to come and tell you. Because if we build a culture of fear and everyone is afraid to tell you something that went wrong, you're never going to know what happens in your business. Now, as long as it's not the big mistake that's going to cost you the business, well, it's an opportunity to sit down, talk with the employees, talk about why it didn't go well, how to handle it the next time to make sure that it doesn't happen again. And then if it's a system-wide mistake, it's an opportunity to talk to the whole company. But when things fail, when things do not go right, when things are you can't believe someone made that mistake and it seems like a really dumb mistake, don't be critical. Be very thoughtful. Be very logical. Put yourself in their position. Don't make people afraid. Get them to understand what they need to do, what they should have done, how it should have been done. Make sure they repeat back to you exactly what you said in the conversation and ask them to be careful never to have it happen again. Now, if we have someone who continually makes mistakes, who continually creates a problem for the company, well, then, of course, we have to do something about that more serious and have a conversation. But generally speaking, mistakes and failure can be your friend, because it will help you build the business, it'll help you train your people, it'll actually help you make more profit because you'll have a stronger company. Just don't make the same mistakes every single day over and over and over again, and that's what many business people do. They don't address them. Everyone in the company is afraid because someone's going to get yelled at, so it's never discussed, and it happens many, many times. So let's view failure in a different way. Let's view mistakes in a different way, and you will have an incredibly strong company that you will be proud of and will serve you well, serve your employees and coworkers well, and will make a great deal of profit for you. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.